Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and welcome to a bonus episode, bonus Q&A episode of the show here. So as you may have heard me recently talk about here in the show, I spoke at Social Media Marketing World a couple weeks ago here in San Diego. And after the talk, a bunch of people came up to me to ask questions that we didn't get to at the end of the presentation. And I recorded that Q&A to share with you here on the podcast. I really wasn't sure how it would come out as we passed the microphone back and forth, but after Matt, our editor, did a great job in cleaning it up, I think this Q&A came out really good and easy to hear and follow for you. So for those of you who are curious, by the way, I use two iLav lapel mics that I ordered on Amazon. They're like $60 or something like that. And I recorded it right into my phone using the Boss Jock app. Boss Jock app. I'll link those up for you in the show notes because I get a lot of people that are asking me how I record stuff like that when we're at conferences and so forth. So it came out really well. I'm excited to share this with you here. And in the Q&A that we're about to get into, I cover questions from experienced Facebook ad managers as well as people just starting to use Facebook ads for the first time in their business. One person I spoke to shares how he did 500K in sales on an ad spend of just $10,000. And I actually am going to have him on the podcast here coming up to share his story and how he did that. He actually listens to the podcast here. And so I'm excited to bring you his story. So today in this Q&A, you're going to learn how to tell when your Facebook ad campaign is fatigued and how you can troubleshoot it if it is fatigued. We're going to talk about ways to attract listeners to a new podcast, even if you don't already have an audience. We are going to talk about what to consider when looking at a lifetime ad budget versus a daily ad budget. We talk about how my two-step approach for minimizing audience overlap can help your next Facebook ad campaign, why my opinion on boosted posts has changed recently, but you still got to have a strategy if you're considering using boosted posts. Please, please, please have a strategy. We talk about why optimizing for landing page views should be something that you're considering and testing, and a whole lot more. Before we dive in, though, I've got two big announcements for you that I'm super excited about. One that I'm going to share with you right now, and the other I'm going to wait and share with you right after the Q&A. Hint, I've got another live Facebook ads workshop coming up in May. I'll tell you all about that at the end of this Q&A. But first, have you heard about the ROI Club yet? I am so excited to be finally bringing you a brand new membership program. This is something that's been in the works for a long time. People have been asking me about it for what seems like forever. And I'm calling it the ROI Club. And this is a monthly membership program that takes the guesswork out of the latest Facebook ad updates and delivers a plug-and-play, proven Facebook ad sales funnel straight to your inbox every single month. So each month, you're going to get a live state of the union of the latest Facebook ad updates from me so that you can ensure that you're getting the best results possible. This is also going to include a live Q&A with me. I mean, we all know how quickly Facebook ads changes, right? This is going to allow you to stay on top of the very latest and critical changes that Facebook ads is making so that you can be getting the best results possible. Also, each month, as I mentioned, you're going to get a plug and play proven Facebook ads funnel template where I've broken it down step by step so that you can implement it in your business within a matter of hours. This is the go-to resource, my friends, that you or your ads manager will need for staying up on the latest critical Facebook ad updates so that you can ensure you're getting the best ad results possible and get a monthly paint-by-numbers Facebook ads funnel template. Now, as a listener of this podcast, I want to invite you to be one of the founding members of the ROI Club. And I'm only accepting a small number of founding members. And as a founding member, you're going to lock in a big time savings off of the monthly membership price. So if you'd like to take advantage of becoming a founding member and this big time price savings before March 30th, that's when the deadline is for founding members, go to rickmulready.com/ROI Club. Again, I'll repeat that again, rickmulready.com/ROI Club. Really excited about this program and I cannot wait to bring it to you. All right, without further ado, let's jump into the Q&A.
Okay, cool. Hi, Rick. I'm Lee. So my question is, when do we know our Facebook campaign is fatigued or when we should keep on going? Because we usually, for the first 3 days, just as you mentioned, you let the algorithm to work.
Yep.
The first day may be bad, then second day and third day is good. But starting fourth or fifth day, then starting bad again. So shall we continue or shall we stop?
So you want to so look at your main metrics that are most important to whatever your campaign is. Okay. So look at like your, what is it, cost per lead
do CPA, cost per conversion.
Okay, cool. So so what's your cost per conversion?
Right.
What's going on with that? Okay. As far as fatigue goes, if those numbers start to go up, your results start to go down, then I want to be looking at things like your relevance score, what's your click-through rate, what's the frequency.
Uh-huh.
I like to say between 1 and 3 is
good. The frequency. Okay.
And then 4 and above, you're getting into
about
that whole
banner
blindness thing.
I see. Okay.
And just you're just using the stats there. Oftentimes what will happen is you'll start off with poorer results at first, but then the algorithm starts to kick in and learn, and then your costs will go down, your results will increase.
Okay.
That's good. Use those stats if you're seeing the results kind of tank after 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
You want to use I call them troubleshooting metrics. So make sure that you're looking at the metrics that are most relevant to your, so for you, for cost per conversion.
Right.
Then use those other stats to figure out what's going on. You're trying to diagnose what's going on with the ads.
I see. Usually how long a successful campaign can last? Depends on the budget and audience size.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you have a larger audience size, obviously you can go on.
For example, 2 million lookalike.
Yeah, 2 million, I mean, is a good size audience, but as far as the scale goes, I mean, you're still going to be limited there because, I mean, it's 2 million is a lot, but it's not huge, right, considering the scope of Facebook.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, for this kind of, if we spend $1,000 and for 2 million, maybe 10 days? Kind of.
You're spending $1,000 for 2 million?
$10,000 a day.
$1,000 a day.
$1,000 a day, yeah. Maybe kind of like...
Have you already done the testing for that? Like, have you started off with a smaller budget and then moved up to $1,000?
Yeah, we usually started with like a 200, 300 kind of thing.
Okay. If you're doing $1,000 a day on that, you definitely want to be using those stats to figure out what's going on, try to diagnose it. Yeah, because if you are... You could be. The other thing too is look at your audience overlap. So if you're targeting multiple audiences within your campaign and different ad sets, Facebook does not like audience overlap at this point. And their new split testing feature at the ad level is really alleviating that.
Okay.
So you can test different audiences and so forth.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I have more questions, but I let other people.
Okay.
Ask.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This is Kit Parks with the Active Travel Adventures podcast. I'm new, and I wanted to use Facebook ads to attract an audience to the podcast. If I don't have an audience to start with, can I do, I'd like to get REI customers, or how do you do that? How do you build...
So you just want to build awareness that you have a new podcast.
Correct.
To a targeted audience.
Correct.
For sure. So if REI is your target, your target listener, so you can target REI, let them know about the podcast. Might be kind of cool to do, I don't know, depends on what type of thing you're doing. If you do like
Facebook travel groups, can you do that?
Yeah, I was just talking with someone about this the other day. The groups thing is interesting because they said in late 2017 they were going to start letting us target the groups. What I don't know is if they're going, you know how in detail targeting, have you done ads yet?
Only just like a little bit just to see what it was like.
Okay, so detailed targeting, it'll say an interest or behavior or demographic. What I don't know is if it's going to show up as a group, which I don't think it will. I think it's more likely going to be if the REI, if you target REI and there's groups that are very similar to like that audience, that they'll pull in the group. I don't know that, but yeah, so you want to start off targeting REI. What I would also recommend that you do is depending on where you're sending people. So are you thinking about sending people to like iTunes?
Or I can actually send them to my website because they can listen to it right off the website.
Sure.
They can listen to it. And then I've got a place that they can subscribe via iTunes or Google Plus or whatever. Yep. So
I'd be testing different things there. Okay. The reason I ask that is if you are going to send people to iTunes, what the step that a lot of people miss is that you want to target iOS users, you know, by mobile device.
Right.
So you don't want to do all users who are interested in REI because what if I listen to podcasts on Stitcher? And you know what I mean?
Right.
And your link is iTunes.
Right.
I don't want to be reaching Android users.
Right.
Okay. So make sure that you're targeted for the type of user that you're going after and where you're sending people.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy your podcast.
Good luck. Thank you very much. Good luck on the show.
My name is Nate Olson. We're at Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Cool.
Just kind of talking earlier about dynamic product ads.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference in lifetime budget versus daily budget on that specific type of campaign?
Yeah, I look at it as more of a just not necessarily but that type of campaign as opposed to like the goal of the campaign. Like, do you know what your entire budget is? Or are you more spending like, everyone always says, well, I'll spend more if I'm getting results, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, I would probably be looking at a daily spend there.
Okay.
If you don't know exactly what your budget is, like some people will say like, oh, I have $5,000 to spend.
I don't have a budget.
Okay.
Well, it's like unlimited.
Yeah, I'd start off with daily budget.
Okay.
Now we have to remember too that when you choose daily, the algorithm is looking to get you the results based on when they're happening. So it's looking to optimize intraday.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes
sense. If you're getting more results like in the morning, for example, it's looking to optimize that for you.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd approach it that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
what's the name of the coffee company?
Black Rifle Coffee.
Black Grateful?
Black Rifle.
Oh, Black Rifle.
Yeah.
Where are you based out of?
Salt Lake City.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kevin SporterX. The company is basically e-commerce retail. We do like sports eyewear, prescription eyewear. With 40 plus brands kind of under the repertoire, how do you combat audience overlap in the LLAs I've created for campaigns? I was just worried about cannibalization of certain things that we're trying to give shine
with
to.
With lookalikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is one of those things where I've not gotten clarity. I've not gotten a specific answer on this. So the way that I approach it is, this is kind of a two-step thing here. Number one, I approach it like, if I'm going to target lookalike 2%, and I'm already targeting lookalike 1% in another ad set, let's just say,
okay,
I'm going to exclude that 1% from the 2% of the audience, okay?
That makes sense.
Now, I've heard, and I want to say they were both from Facebook, but I've had other people tell me, and I'm pretty sure it was from Facebook as well, that the lookalikes don't overlap with each other, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I like to just stay safe with that.
Okay.
Now, if you've tested the different lookalikes and different ad sets and you find the good ones, then you can combine the lookalikes in an ad set.
Okay.
So like, let's just say you're getting great results with a 1% and a 4%. I don't know. You combine them.
Okay.
So your audience becomes bigger.
That makes sense.
The other thing that you definitely need to be doing, if you're not already, is taking advantage of the split testing for the creative. Because from Facebook's new split testing features, which you can do at the ad set and also the ad level, that is that you don't have, you don't run into the overlap issue.
Okay.
Because the algorithm is split testing and it's not an overlap problem.
So does it still, this is just kind of tagging along, does it still remain true where you have to reach a certain threshold of ad spend to actually run split testing on the platform?
Oh, like, so what's a, like a statistically relevant number as far as budget goes? It's a great question.
Because I've been blocked off of it from before just because we didn't reach a certain...
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. The new features shouldn't be a problem for you.
Okay.
I think you're talking about the one that's been around for a while, mm-hmm. and you had to be spending like...
Pretty
like
high
tens
number,
of thousands yeah. of... Yeah. The newer features shouldn't be a problem for you to be able to do that.
Word. Yeah. Right on.
Cool, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming today, man.
Hi, I'm Christine Gritman.
I'm Rick Mulready.
And Rick just gave a great presentation here at Social Media Marketing World about Facebook custom ad audiences.
Yep.
And what, which I'm all about. But one thing that you mentioned that you had in your presentation that took out at the last minute was about how the new Facebook algorithm changes are affecting advertising. So what would you have said?
That was slide number two.
Yeah.
And I had a slide of an elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, everyone's freaking out about this. And... first of all, don't freak out about it. If you are focusing on adding value and promoting engagement based on the value that your good content that you're offering your audience, you should be fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's really trying to clean out the people who are kind of putting out crap content and engagement baiting and all this other stuff just to kind of get you to click through.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're focusing on value, focusing on creating and adding value that's going to promote engagement. When I say engagement, I don't mean like type a word below, mm-hmm. you know.
Meaningful this, interaction.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And that's Facebook has come out and said, we're going to work on really what that truly means,
yes.
right? But this is about creating content that people want to share mm-hmm. because it adds value. And if you're approaching it from that perspective, then you're doing well and playing nice with the algorithm. The funny thing about it is it's really no different than what it's always been.
Yeah, so what works for organic is what works for ads, essentially.
Yes. And I definitely recommend focusing on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So doing those Facebook Lives, adding value, is going to get seen higher in the newsfeed anyway because it's a Facebook Live. And then if it's good content and it gets good engagement, amplify it, put some dollars behind it, and target your target audience.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Rick, love your podcast.
Thank
just
you.
Just wanna put this on record that I run an e-commerce business probably like part-time.
Okay.
Annually, 2 years ago, it was $100,000 in sales.
Nice.
Listening to your podcast and Amy Porterfield's podcast brought me to $500,000 a year.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah. At let's see, last year's ad spend for Facebook was about $10,000.
$10,000 and you made $500,000. What are you selling?
Martial arts instructionals.
Really?
Online, digital download and streamable. Cross-platform on online, web, and through mobile devices.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's
Will
amazing.
You connect with Skyler on my team?
Sure.
I want to learn more about that. Maybe we'll have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'd love to.
Oh, great.
Love
thank
to
you so
that.
Much.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
thank
that. Thank you for taking action on what you learned.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So, Stefan Spencer. I'm the co-author of The Art of SEO. So you have The Art of Paid Traffic.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And I have The Art of SEO.
Very cool.
By the way, if you want that, I'm happy to gift it to you, but it's heavy.
That is like the Bible of SEO.
It is.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can get Skylar to carry it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There
you go.
Oh, yay.
Very smart delegating. So my question is about my podcast.
Yep.
I want to use Facebook to drive podcast listens.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's not really a good fit. Now, if I were to upload, let's say I used Repurpose, you know that plugin from Honeymoor?
Yes.
So if I used that and maybe took 30-second clips and had the waveform or whatever, that might drive some level of engagement, but I can't imagine putting the whole episode as an audio-only podcast with a waveform going onto Facebook.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't put the whole episode there.
It doesn't work on YouTube. It wouldn't work on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, YouTube's been a good like.
Well, if you look at EO Fire, so he's a user of Repurpose, and John Lee Dumas, and he gets maybe 200 views per episode,
right?
Which is ridiculous for a huge podcast.
Even still, that's 200 views. I that's how I look at that.
Yeah.
I will say that we started last year. we are just now getting into taking our YouTube channel seriously. Mm-hmm. We're starting to build that. We use Libsyn for our hosting.
Yep,
there's a box in there you can click that puts it over into YouTube automatically.
Right.
And we just did that. Let's just get it in there. And our subscriber growth from doing nothing, jumped a few hundred people
okay.
in a few weeks. And people are watching it. Not a lot. The number wasn't there. Right. But, I mean, I would still encourage you to do that. Still okay. put it on there.
Yeah, so I will do that. But yeah. I want to use Facebook advertising
yep. Yep.
at a reasonable cost to drive a lot of listens of my podcast.
Reasonable cost is a loaded
term,
right?
Let's say put $1,000 or $1,500 a month
right.
budget to this.
Right. The hard part about it from a podcast perspective is that you cannot directly correlate. You can't say, this person listened because they saw my ad.
Right.
Right. You can look at, all right, what are my downloads prior to starting my ads and make some correlations there.
Right.
And after, that's kind of what you're able to do. But you're building brand awareness. You're building...
Yep. I'm okay with just using downloads before and after.
Yep.
If I just kind of isolate out and not yep. do other things.
Do you do giveaways on your lead magnets on your shows?
I do have a 7-day or a 5-day SEO challenge
okay.
on my show.
Okay.
It's super valuable.
Do you talk about it all the time?
I have included it as a mid-roll.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you can give that away. That could be your lead magnet. But on the page, you're having you feature your podcast on the landing page there where they are going to opt in. And also on the thank you page to get that
okay.
5-day
so, challenge. So your recommendation is not to drive awareness.
Don't do it. I'm saying test these different things.
Okay.
So you could do, the audio clips. You can do video talking about the benefit. If you have guests on the show.
Yep.
So let's just say you have the guys from Moz on there, right? So yep. you can target.
I've had Rand on. He's
cool.
my co-author on the first two editions.
Perfect.
Of the Art of
so you have a picture of you and Rand, and then you're
yep.
targeting the Moz audience.
Yeah.
About that show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a no-brainer. I'd be doing that sort of thing.
Right.
And testing audio clips and testing video and testing the lead magnets that
okay.
and throughout the lead magnet I would be pimping your show on there, for lack of a better way to say it.
Okay. So what do you do with the art of paid traffic? So how much are you spending and what are you doing to drive listens and engagement?
We are recording, but there's 7 people here. We've not done 1 Facebook ad for our podcast.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And
is that intentional or is that just...
It's not really. It's intentional because we've been we've had so much other stuff, just taken yeah. a lower priority, and the show has done very well. We've done very little to market the show, honestly. And we are just getting into that now because over the past 4 years, we've been running to build this business. And now we're establishing the foundation like it should have been, but we're there now.
Yeah.
And along with that is promoting the podcast more.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So do you have a marketing strategy or plan in place for promoting the show?
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of things that you just said. Yeah.
Okay.
And also the more shows that you can get on that are relevant to yours, the better.
Yeah.
We don't know this for sure, but I do think that there's something in Apple's algorithm that from a voice perspective, mm-hmm. where if you're mentioning your show and your name on another show that... and I have no proof of this whatsoever, that it helps the juice of your show. So, yeah.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And I'm being recorded saying that.
Yeah, right.
So.
I have a quick question about boosted posts.
Yes.
And what you think about spending money on boosting organic posts on the page.
Okay. So if you'd asked me a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would say don't waste your money.
Yes.
The reason I haven't liked boosted posts is because people click that little button on
yes.
the page,
mm-hmm.
put money behind it, and the only reason, and they have no strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, why are you doing it? They say, well, I just want more people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it, but you got to have a strategy behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are boosting a post to test, test to see how posts are being engaged with, how are people reacting to it, to then going to turn that into an ad, kind of like we talked about here today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a good strategy. or I want more people to see it so that I can build my engagement audiences so that I can retarget them later down the road. That's a great strategy. But if you're talking about, I just want more people to see it and have no other strategy, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
And that's what most people do, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. If you have a strategy behind it, cool.
Yeah, because quite a few of my clients, I have an agency in the UK,
awesome.
And a few of my clients are saying, oh, with the changes coming in, it's fine. We'll just put more money into boosting posts and then everybody will see our organic posts and yes. It'll all be fine.
Yes.
So it's good to have it from an expert perspective.
Yes. Again, if there's a strategy behind it, yes. Cool. If they're not, if it's just like, oh, I just want more people to see it,
not so
don't
much.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm a total beginner
okay.
with Facebook ads. So okay. My wife just started a side hustle.
Okay.
It's called Uplevel True Nutrition. Basically, it's a membership where she gives meal plans on a weekly basis to like help people cook healthier and that whole thing. We just started our first cold ad, and I'm not really sure if we picked the right objective and if we kind of went with the right ad style. Okay. So I can tell you more about the business, but just kind of curious, like in terms of drawing like brand awareness and getting traffic.
Yeah.
Where would you start with like what campaign objective would you select?
And well,
like
what's the goal of the campaign?
So the goal of the campaign is to get traffic that we would then start retargeting with additional ads. So it's not to sell okay. something. It's cool. Basically, I think it's brand awareness and just
okay. Getting, so where are you sending it? Where are you sending the traffic?
So the traffic, it would depend on what the ad is. Yep. So like the ad that we have today is essentially a free recipe. So they come okay. to a blog page where that yep. recipe is. There's okay. opportunities for them to opt into
gotcha.
A mailing list there, yep. but it's not a requirement. It's, gotcha. Hey, have this free recipe. So someone who hits that page, we yep. want to come back to.
So traffic would be your objective on that.
Okay.
But you want to optimize for landing page views.
And that was another question, too, because yeah. there's that and then clicks. And it seemed yeah. like landing page views. Was...
Yeah, Facebook rolled that out because sort of like the middle of last year because mm-hmm. the algorithm has gotten much smarter because
yeah.
the pixel has gotten smarter, I should say. The
okay.
pixel is on the page.
Yep.
And the difference between clicks and landing page views is because what happens a lot is people will click on the ad and go, and there'll be some sort of a load issue with, you know, it'll take yeah. a while, and then they'll abandon.
Gotcha.
So that's optimizing for clicks, but yep. that's not really, you don't want that. You want people to click and then land on your page, right?
Right.
So that's why optimizing for landing page views should definitely be something that you test out.
Gotcha.
Now, and then you can build retargeting audiences, like we talked about today, of people who land on that page, but don't opt in.
Right.
Right. So the audience is whatever that blog post page is,
yep.
excluding people who opt in. So
right.
now you retarget those visitors with the recipe offer.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, to download.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this actually ties back to the question right before me, but you
yeah.
mentioned it, I think, in your presentation. So mm-hmm. when you say the word amplify a post, are you basically just referring
yeah, just
to
put,
boost?
Yeah. Well, put some ad dollars behind it.
Just, okay. Yeah.
I don't necessarily mean boost. I just mean yeah. more like put some dollars behind it.
Yep. Yeah. And then go to a very warm audience. See what happens and then go over.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Or you can put some, I mean, once you have determined that there's engagement there, that people are resonating with it, then you can take it, put some dollars behind it to target your exact audience.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool, man.
Awesome. Thank
Thanks
you.
For coming today. I appreciate
care,
it.
Hi, Rick. I'm Monica Louie, and I'm a Facebook ads coach and strategist. So I work with a lot of clients. And one of the biggest challenges that we've come across with Facebook ads is scaling. Mm. and growing the budget. And
yep.
so there are a few different ways that we've tried, and I just was yep. curious if you had any other suggestions.
Cool.
So we've obviously slowly, over time, increased the budget.
Yep.
And then once we get to a point, then the cost starts to climb.
Sure.
So when we see that, then we will try different variations of the ad.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, we're already testing different audiences
yep.
and growing the budget there.
Cool.
So then another thing that we've tried that I've heard but it hasn't really worked is just like duplicating the ad set that's working.
Yep.
So
yep.
you're running the same ad to the same audience, but mm-hmm. in two different ad sets.
Yep.
And when we do that, then the cost increases.
Yeah.
And we don't get the same result.
Yeah, that's a strategy that has worked well like for a long time. But now because audience overlap has become so important and something that like the algorithm is looking at,
yeah.
We run into that, right? Because now we're targeting in two different ad sets, the exact same audience. Now it's still effective. You can still do that because plenty of instances where that has worked really well. It's like, okay, cool. I'm getting great results over here and over here. Unfortunately, I haven't experienced that. Now you said something really key there, what I would definitely be doing maybe earlier on when you start to scale is increase that budget, like so no more than say 30% of the total budget per day. And then adding, looking for new audiences. Mm-hmm. So looking for similar audiences to do that. Looking or using the lookalike audiences.
Yeah.
During that whole testing period, you're trying to find which winning audiences are the best. Mm-hmm. So you can either do that. We've done that for a long time as far as just like one audience per ad set. Mm-hmm. Then we started moving, combining the audiences that we know work well into one ad set, which increases the potential audience reach. That way we can scale our budget.
Okay.
So doing the testing first, figuring out which audiences are performing the best, and then grouping those into one ad set.
Okay.
And I don't mean like lookalikes and, you know, interest. I say, you know, interest in one ad set, lookalikes in another, for example, okay. After you've tested to know which what's working
so
well.
So like if you see that lookalike fans are performing well and lookalike email lists,
yeah.
Then combine those together.
Exactly. So now we have a bigger, now we have millions of people in that audience. Now okay. We can crank the budget up
okay.
Because we have a larger audience to work with.
Okay.
Oh, then the other thing is now with the split testing that they've rolled out over the past month and a half or so, to be able to split test audiences and ads. So that's going to give you a quicker insight into what's working and what's not. And then you can use that to, again, combine audiences into one ad set or multiple ad sets, just combining audiences. The idea is how can we get that potential reach bigger mm-hmm. so that we can spend more money.
Okay. Yeah. So then if I have lookalike fans in one ad set, lookalike mm-hmm. email list in another ad set,
yep.
They're both doing well.
Okay.
Then I bring them into yet another one?
I would try combining them, stopping the existing ones.
Okay.
Try combining them because you know that they're working well.
Okay.
So now you're going to go, let's just say they're 1%. So now you're going to go from 2 to say 4-ish million. Mm-hmm. And that's a bigger pool to work from. So now you can start with one overall larger budget
okay.
to reach that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Does that help?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now here's another thing I am super pumped to share with you. If you're looking for hands-on help with your Facebook ads, then I want to invite you to join my team and me for my FBA live event here in San Diego this coming May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Now, FBA Live, this is my live implementation workshop. I do this twice a year, May and December, and we're going to actually be working on your Facebook ads campaigns together, in addition to having conversations around strategy and areas for improvement for your campaigns. I also have amazing guest speakers come in to speak with you. Facebook ads, as we know, are always changing, and my goal is to have you walking away from this event with things set up the right way and improvements made to your ad campaigns. Now, so that my team and I can have the biggest impact on working with you, I limit the number of spots to just 50 people, and these workshops always fill up. So to learn more and reserve your spot, go to rickmulready.com/FBA live. Again, the link is rickmulready.com/FBA live. I love doing these workshops, hanging out with you for a few days and really moving your Facebook ads and your business forward. Again, that URL is rickmulready.com/FBA live. And I can't wait to see you here in San Diego in May. All right, my friends, I hope you got a ton out of today's episode. Thank you again so much for listening to the show today. I really appreciate it. I've got another awesome episode coming your way next week. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.